Have you ever got to the point where you told God something? I mean, you told God what's going to happen. You know, this God we're talking about now. You told God what's going to happen. So this is what I did. I said, God, hope you're listening. I'm going to bend a bit. I'm going to bend a little bit. I'm going to bend a bit or two. I'm going to bend. Because y'all trying me. I'm going to bend, God. I'm going to bend. I ain't on just break him in half. I ain't going to do this and that other to him. I'm going to bend, God. I'm going to bend. Yes, God, I'm going to bend. But I ain't on break. I ain't going just let him have his way. But I'm going to bend. Because the boss lady and I, we mentor a lot of people in the business. And we mentor a lot of kids and families and stuff like that. So guess what? I'm understanding I can't be trapped up like the world. I got to be led by the Spirit. So God, I'm going to bend, God. God, I'm going to bend. And this is what I told God. Because the world is not going to have him. I'd rather bend and have him under my wings and keep teaching him the word of truth than to break down and beat him up and beat him up and push him to the world and the world try to grow him up. This my seed. This is mine. So I will bend a little bit for mine because the world will not have him. That was a statement. That was a demand. We're not have him. So I will bend. I will bend. I will be. The word taught me that because that wouldn't come from AJ. The word taught me that. The word taught me that. All right, before I get to the princess, I'm going to say something real deep, so I hope y'all listening. When Adam ate the fruit, okay, when Eve ate the fruit, what brought sin to the world? When Eve, who ate first? Eve ate first. Ladies first. Who ate first? Eve, okay? So Eve ate the fruit first. So is that how sin came into the world? It came how? Because the head, the leadership, the shepherd. God had the meeting with Adam, not Eve. Adam told Eve. The meeting was with God and Adam, the head, the lordship, the shepherd. When Adam ate, it told mankind up, destruction, sin, right? If I go contrary of the word, what happened to my seed? The same thing happened to us as human beings when Adam disobeyed. When Adam sinned, you got sickness, illness, destruction. Amen? So if I go contrary of the word, then I hurt him. I hurt her. I hurt him. I hurt her. Family is of importance to God. And then guess what? We as believers, we stop right there. We preach on that. But guess what? Not only eating of that fruit messed mankind up, it messed up the ground we walk on. It messed up the trees. It messed up the earth. It brought forth hurricanes, tornadoes, tsunamis, and everything else. So when Adam did that one thing, destruction in every facet hit the earth. But we thought it just messed up mankind. No, the birds got affected by what happened. The ants. Think about it. Because before that, everything was all perfect. It was all perfect. Amen? So we got to understand the word. We got to dive in and we got to study. We got to meditate. We got to be doers of the words and not just hearers only. Baby girl, she was the last one. The princess. Daddy little princess. Daddy little princess. Ooh. Daddy little princess. I can say it while she sleep. She go to smile and she do every day. And people are like, why you call her the princess? Because that's a song God gave me when she was trapped, chilling. And then when she came to the earth, she became the princess for real. For real. So I want her to know that no matter what, daddy's right here. I'm going to treat you like a princess. I'm going to treat you like what females supposed to be like. I'm going to treat you and take care of you. I teach the boys, this the only baby girl in our family. Y'all got to know how to take care of the baby girl. You got to know how to respect your mama. You got to know how to love on your mother. You got to know how, when she say do it one time, don't let dad have to come in after she done told you the fifth time. Be obedient. Why? Because God honors family. God is passionate about family. So if we as men in this house can't step up and play our role, if we going to yield to anybody, whether it's our spouse or whether it's circumstances, whether it's our job, if we yield to those things, we already in the wrong. Because the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom. Just because that's the boss lady, I'm not going to agree if it's not lining up to the word. I got to show her what the word say, and then, you know, I pray that her spirit lines up with the word. Amen. And if you with somebody and their spirit don't line up with the word, you can't get mad at them if they chose to talk a certain way, look a certain way and all that. You went out there and ran and snatched what you thought that you needed at the time up. Amen. So young people, listen. Be in tune with the Holy Spirit. How do I find the Holy Spirit? Dive into the word of God. Amen. Dive into the word of God. Everything we need is trapped in the word. Everything we need is trapped in the word. Everybody look at me. Watch this. Everybody look at me. Watch this. Watch this. Hey, Jamil John. Y'all listening? The world, y'all out there, y'all listening? Watch this. Jamil John. What's the problem? What's the problem? What's the problem? I'm gonna show y'all something. I did not just make that up. Did I just make that up? I did not make that up. I can come in from work, and they probably, this one right here especially. What I do, Dad? Because I'm like this. I ain't giving away nothing. Jamil Jack, come here. What's the problem? They like this. What's the problem? Oh, hey, Dad. That's what I'm looking for. That's what I'm looking for. We got to learn how to communicate and love on each other. Did I just make that up? The way he just did that, we at home, he doing the exact same thing. Same thing. Why? Because I desire time with them. I desire a hug. I desire fellowship with them. What if I was their other daddy?